2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Filipino food truck vandalized in Layton early Sunday with anti-Asian graffiti just got a huge gift from Utah jazz star Jordan Clarkson. He's offered to pay for repairs to the world-famous Yum Yum food truck. Clarkson is the only current player of Filipino descent in the NBA. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the Keystone Pipeline project is dead. The company behind it announced it's officially scrapping the pipeline after President Biden canceled the key permit back in January. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have had accidents. Most of them moved out of traffic. But if you are headed southbound on I-15, you are going to see slowdowns starting from before 33rd South into Sandy with a crash over to the right prior to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Windy and hot today, but changes come tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 89 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
20 bipartisan senators met today on infrastructure. Montana Democrat John Tester.
We're not to a finished product yet. We don't have all the I's aren't dotted, all the T's are not crossed.
The White House says no to user fees for roads, bridges, or transit. Republicans are against increases on corporate taxes to pay for the bill. Customs and Border Protection says arrests and detentions at the U.S. southern border ticked up slightly in May. The TSA is asking office staff to help security officers at some of the nation's busiest airports that are very short-staffed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden making his first overseas trip, addressing U.S. troops and their families stationed in England. This visit ahead of the G7 summit, the president thanking our military for their service and outlining his itinerary in Europe.
I'm so proud to be here with all of you to kick off my first overseas trip as president. I've been in and out of here many, many times. I've visited well over 100 countries as president or chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, as vice president or chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. This is my first overseas trip as president of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know. And at every point along the way, we're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people. America is better positioned to advance our national security and our economic prosperity when we bring together like-minded nations to stand with us. These nations that have shed blood alongside of us in defense of our shared values. Our unrivaled network of alliances and partnerships that are the key to American advantage in the world and have been. They've made the world safer for all of us. And they are how we are going to meet the challenges of today, which are changing rapidly. We're going to meet it, though, from a position of strength. Our alliances weren't built by coercion or maintained by threats. They're grounded on democratic ideals, a shared vision of the future, and where every voice matters.
The president talking with U.S. troops. He'll be overseas for 8 days with the G7 summit kicking off on Friday. KSL News Time 4:49. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
A lot of slowdowns waiting for you southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, starting right after the I-80-201 interchange all the way to 90th South. The final cleanup of that crash in Murray prior to the south interchange over to the right shoulder. Northbound I-15, we've had a couple of different crashes. They've all been moved out of traffic between Draper and Sandy to the shoulder. But you are going to see spots of slowing that are scattered from about 146 south up to 90th south. Slowdowns eastbound, I-215 South Belt, Redwood Road to the I-15 junction. Michelle?
Well, we're starting to see some slowdowns. This is northbound I-15 in Utah County as you're headed north between Provo and Orem. Don't see a cause for that yet. We're also seeing a little bit of delay starting to build just a little on Pioneer Crossing between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. And for drivers on Bangor Highway, busy around the 201 freeway, again in Taylorsville and South Jordan. Steve?
Not a bad drive right now. Northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County, but the typical delays are waiting for you there in Kaysville at Burton Lane. Up to 700 south into Clearfield. Southbound 15 still bogged down. Got a crash in Roy at the 5600 south off-ramp. That's on the right shoulder. Got delays back to 31st Street in Ogden. And northbound 89, just a bit thick there in Fruit Heights. And at SR-193 up to I-84. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you the vision care you deserve, from eye exams to specialized treatment. 11 locations, moraneyecenter.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the next 7 days have a little bit of everything. Today, extra hot. We're in the low 90s, but tomorrow, a cold front will move through. That's going to drop temperatures down into the 60s and 70s. We'll bring partly cloudy skies and kind of nice to have a cool day. But back to Friday, we're into the sunshine and 80s for highs, 90s return Saturday, and then upper 90s and low 100s for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The heat makes a wicked comeback. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 in Ogden. It's 89 in Salt Lake City with the wind out of the south, 19 miles an hour. And I don't say this very often, but when I do, I'm dead serious. We need to shoop.
I want to shoop, baby.
Here I go, here I go, here I go. A gay girl, what's my weakness?
Sure.
Oh, baby, don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. What you do, you make me want to shoot.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, look at him.
Jeff.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tahoe, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line.
love where you bank.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
We're watching Utah's money. Oh, false alarm there. Spirit Airlines is expanding into Miami this year. Florida is a hotly contested market for the airlines, and the budget-friendly Spirit wants a piece of the pie. KSL Drive's Tesla battery rival in Europe, Northvolt, got a big boost from some big firms. The company's raised nearly $3 billion from Goldman Sachs and Volkswagen. Baby food maker Beech Nut is recalling a rice cereal product. It's because of arsenic concerns. The company's also planning to stop selling the rice cereal altogether. Down day on Wall Street. The Dow is off 152. The S&P lost 7. The Nasdaq dropped an unlucky 13 points. KSL News Time 455 Jazz Notes. We're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider, Ben Anderson.
Well, NBA basketball doesn't get much better than that. After a miserable first quarter in which the Jazz shot just 5 of 28 from the floor, the team overcame a 13-point halftime deficit, carried by a superstar performance from Donovan Mitchell and secured by a Rudy Gobert block in the final seconds to preserve a 112-109 victory and take a 1-0 series lead over the Los Angeles Clippers. Mitchell scored 45 points, 32 of which came in the second half to give the Jazz the win.
I didn't do a lot of things right, you know, for my team in the first half, and I really kind of ate at me. Still does put my team in a certain position. And I feel like that was on me, you know, to come out there and just set the tone on both ends of the floor.
The Jazz earned the victory without Mike Conley, who missed the game due to an ongoing hamstring injury that's plagued the veteran all season. The Jazz and the Clippers return to action in Game 2 on Thursday night. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Man, that was a heart-stopping night. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.